morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar in Condominium and Plan Development Law. His firm has attorneys in Fort Lauderdale and Orlando, and we are here each week to answer all your calls and emails about issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions. Don't wait until the end of the hour to call in. No matter where you are in the state, you can call toll-free right here in the studio to get free advice from Eric, 877-850-8585, whether you're a board member or just a resident or a manager. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Please join our email list. By joining, you really get a lot of things. You'll get announcements about the show, our blog. You'll get access to our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and believe me, a whole lot more. Tomorrow is Monday. Monday, we have been doing a blog for about, I guess, the last 10 years, and you can find it at hoa-condoblog.com, hoa-condoblog.com. Let me tell you, if you've never read the blog before, tomorrow you're going to want to read it, because here's the topic. 99-year leases, what are they, and why are they a potential nightmare in Florida?
99-year leases.
I'll give you a little clue. Some of you live in properties where you don't know that there's actually a 99-year lease on the property.
What do you mean, and on the building? Or
on the underlying
land. Okay.
On the underlying land. Somebody bought the land.
Got it.
Gave your condo developer a 99-year lease.
Goodly.
Your condo developer built condominium units. You bought a unit.
But
what's going to happen when the 99 years is up?
They'll all be underwater from global warming.
Yeah, no. Your unit's going back to the developer after 99 years, and you don't own squat.
And you don't know when that clock started ticking.
Yeah, correct. And I can't tell you how many people in the state of Florida are in this position that they don't realize that they're living in a community with a 99-year lease.
How many would you say there are in Florida?
Probably a million.
No.
Yeah, this is a significant problem that's going to affect the state of Florida at one point.
Wow.
A significant problem.
That's huge.
So read the column tomorrow. You want to make sure, again, you're not living in a community with a 99-year lease. Think about it. As you get closer to the 99 years, your unit becomes valueless. You can't even sell it.
That's right.
Who's going to buy a unit with a 5 years left on the lease?
You'd have to reveal it when you sell it in the stopple. Now, so how do they find out if they're sitting on leased land?
You got to look at your underlying documents.
Okay.
You can ask.
Obviously,
the board should be able to tell you. Okay. They should know if you're still making payments under that 99-year lease. A lot of associations buy it out well in advance.
Okay.
Very important to know this. I mean, extremely important to know this, okay? So read tomorrow's column.
The bag, yeah.
Yep. All right, before we get going, I just want to thank the nearly 150 of you who met us online Thursday night for our Board Cert Legal Update 2021 class. We take this technology for granted, Karen, we were saying, right? Just, it's so amazing. People from all over the state, different states, talking, asking questions, seeing each other, taking a class. It was fantastic. But not only did I teach, but so did some of our sponsors, including, Greg Waltz from Mac and Waltz. He taught insurance. Raphael Aquino from Affinity Management was giving us the management perspective. And, of course, CPA Mark Gerstle from Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg was taking all the accounting questions.
Wonderful.
And, we actually took questions, and until the end, there were people, again, online from all over the state. Fantastic.
Such a powerful tool.
It's amazing. And we will be doing another one in February. Just stay tuned for those of you who need to get certified. Hey, guess what? The trade shows are trying to come back.
Hey.
You know, the condo and HOA trade
shows.
Yeah, they're back in town. This Thursday, February 4th, starting at 9 a.m., it's the South Florida Condo and HOA Expo at the Miami Beach Convention Center. You can take lots of classes. I'm going to be teaching at 9 a.m.
In person?
No, I'll be doing it actually over the screen.
Okay.
They can go in person, but I'll be on a screen.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. But there'll be other classes taught in person, and there's going to be lots of sponsors there, display tables, free lunch. And, you know, hopefully a good time will be had by all, right? We can get back to going going live.
I wanted to thank you, Eric, for joining me on my podcast, Full Rigor. It's going to drop tomorrow morning at 4 a.m., and we're talking about condo and HOA and community development crimes, especially some of the wacky crap you've seen.
Well, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to send out an email to all of our listeners, everybody who's on that newsletter list, so they can get access to your podcast, Karen. It was an honor to actually attend. It was great.
Thank you. You won't believe some of the stuff that goes on. Well, you would, because it's condo craze and HOAs.
Right. Exactly. They actually might believe it. That's true.
Exactly.
So, you know, we're seeing something really interesting in politics this week. Over the years, you know, it gets tougher and tougher to pass bipartisan legislation because, you know, nobody can get along. So
that's right.
Presidents have been taking the position that for certain things, they don't need Congress's approval, right? They can simply sign what's called an executive order.
Yeah, even the New York Times said, hey, Joe Biden, relax with the executive orders.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and he's like signed over a whopping 40 executive orders, and he's not even been in office for 2 weeks yet.
Right. Now, yeah, now I'm not condemning him. You know, every president does it, but he's done the most by far. But it certainly seems that at least when it comes to being president of the United States, you may be able to get things done with the stroke of a pen instead of having to get a majority of other politicians on your side to work with you. That's what these orders are.
Yeah, and in the condo and HOA world, though, we're getting calls here all the time from people who say that their president is out of control and thinks that the presidential title means that they don't need permission to do things either, just like, you know, the president of the United States, and that they're king of the condo or HOA.
Exactly, right? So the question is, are they, you know, can presidents of your condo and HOA kind of do the same thing that Joe Biden is doing, right? And just sign executive orders.
Right.
So let's look at some arbitration decisions. So here's one that says a single director, and again, the president is just a single director, has no power to act in a representative capacity for the corporation on matters for which a vote of the directors is required, right? There's one case. It's called Kachin versus Bramer Isle Condo, decided in 1999. And where, again, the association president acting alone didn't have the authority to act for the board and bind the association. So here's another case. In point of fact, an association president has no greater authority than any other member of the board. Okay, that's Aldrich versus Tahitian Gardens.
Your titular.
A 1996 case. Right, the president has no power to take action on behalf of the association in the absence of a specific order or resolution of a majority of the board. President is just like everybody else.
Well, so, okay, what's the big deal then, Eric? I mean, about being president, why? What do you get to do?
Well, your bylaws may allow the president to chair the meetings and sign contracts if those contracts have already been approved by the board. But really, that's about it. There are no special perks about being president.
Tell that to the many presidents of all
the
boards
who are out of control.
My gosh, that's just amazing. Yeah, unbelievable. So it's clear that the president has no greater authority than sitting on the board, obviously,
than
a director. So suppose that the president doesn't stop acting like a dictator. What can the board do?
Well, remember, the position of the president, people get confused on this, the position of president is an officer position.
Okay.
And the officers serve at the pleasure of the board of directors.
But the board picks the president.
Exactly.
Not the people that live there.
Correct.
Right.
The board picks the president. So the board always has the right to call a new board meeting, where they call it an organizational meeting, and remove that person as president.
Okay.
No big deal.
Okay.
But even if they remove that person as president, that person still remains as a member of the board. They're just not president any longer.
They pick somebody who doesn't know what's going on, probably. I mean, it's like Joe Biden. He's like grandpa with the kids putting all these documents in front. Just sign here, grandpa.
Just sign it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
crazy.
And of course, the unit owners can have a recall, like they're doing with Gavin Newsom in California,
exactly.
That a person completely can be removed from the board. That's nice to know that you as the little guy have some power.
Yeah, absolutely. It's true, but it's hard. It's hard to do a recall.
What do you need, like 75%?
Yeah, you need a majority.
Okay.
Yeah, just not an not easy, but the directors can do it, and hopefully they do it. The problem is solved. Recall's tough.
Wow. So listeners, do you have a bully president in your community that thinks that he or she can sign executive orders like Biden right here? So if your president, is your president calm, cool, and collected, or does he try to rally the community to get along?
Yes. Well, let's take our first break. I'm sure a lot of people would call in, tell us about your president, right? Out of control or a great woman or man? Let's hear what you what our listeners think. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? DMI Paving and Seal Coating can help. DMI Paving and Seal Coating is the largest seal coating company in the United States, an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let DMI Paving and Seal Coating pave the way and make your community look great. At DMI Paving and Seal Coating, they believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, condominium and hotel associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. DMI Paving and Seal Coating is a LEED accredited Green Advantage certified environmentally responsible full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. DMI Paving and Seal Coating serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call today for a free estimate, 800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. Or visit DMIPavingandSealCoating.com.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Call 954-846-1206. 954-846-1206. That's 954-846-1206. Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Here on 850 WFTL, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. He specializes in community association law. Phone lines are packed. The number to call when one line does open, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, how about we start it off with Ari in Miami. How are you, Ari? Ari there in Miami?
Ari.
All right. If Ari,
yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, how can we help?
Hi. Good morning, Mr. Glazer. I have a question regarding FRPTA. I'm currently in negotiations to buy a property here in South Florida. Going back and forth a few times on the sale price, we ultimately agreed on a price. And then the seller added language in the contract in regards to FRPTA and an IRS withholding certificate.
Right.
Well, I understand why FRPTA is in place so that the IRS can collect taxes on the sale of the property.
Yeah.
But I also understand that there is some inherent risk as a buyer. And I was wondering if you can clarify some of that for me.
Well, so what is FRPTA? It involves when you're selling a piece of real estate. Just so some people know, I'm not certainly not an expert in this area, but I've had situations where I've done closings. It's called the Foreign Investment Real Property Tax Act, and it was enacted in 1980. And basically, it requires the person that's doing the closing to make sure that the person who's getting the money, the seller, is actually like a United States citizen. And you might be required, until you get approval from the IRS, to hold on to this money, right? The person actually doing the closing is required to hold on to this money. So, for example, an attorney required to hold it in their trust account until the IRS allows you to release it to the seller, or the IRS says, send it to us. But to be honest with you, Ari, that's all I know about it. That's not my area of expertise. Had to do it before, but you know, that's the extent of what I know about FRPTA.
Okay. I appreciate the help.
Thanks
a lot. My understanding is that if the seller files taxes incorrectly or if something goes wrong, then I'm on the hook for that 15% that's held in escrow.
I don't know if you're going to be whoever's should have held the money, like an attorney in their trust account, you know, that the title company, I would think they'd certainly be on the hook as well. So you got to be real careful.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Ari.
Thank
How
you
about
so much.
Susan? You got it. How about Susan and Delray?
Yes, good morning. Hi.
Good morning,
can
Susan. How can we help? Yeah,
yeah,
sure. How can we help?
Okay. I'm in a condominium community where the unit owners would like to recall three members of our board.
Okay.
Two who do not live here on site. They live elsewhere. And one is our president, who is acting like a pure dictator.
That's what we were talking about.
And I have a question in regard to the statute, 718-112.
Uh-huh.
I heard you say earlier that it's very difficult for unit owners to do a recall. In regard to holding a special meeting.
Right.
The voting, total voting interests, are those the interest, the actual people who show up to the meeting and
yeah,
vote?
Yeah, let me make it easier for you. How many units are there in your building?
384.
Okay, bottom line, no matter what, you're still going to need at some point a majority of that 384 to recall the board. You know, I think you need like 10% to call the meeting. But at that meeting, you're still going to need, what's half of 384, 193, right? Would give you 190. So you're still going to need 193 votes at one point or another. Now, how many people are on your board? Total.
Five.
So you're
five
trying
on the
to.
Board.
Okay, so you're
okay,
trying
so if
to
we
recall.
Don't do a special meeting, we can do it by an agreement in writing.
Correct. That's how it
now,
should be
can
done.
Can that agreement in writing be the actual recall ballot that is sent out to every unit owner?
That's correct.
And
that's what
returned.
That's correct. That's what's known as in writing. It's those ballots. You're going to need what we say 193
okay.
ballots. Now I asked
okay.
you. Hold on, Susan.
I'm sorry, go
Wait,
ahead.
Susan. Hold on. I asked you specifically
sure.
how large is your board, and you said five, and you're trying to recall three of the five. So when you're trying
That's
to
correct.
Recall a majority of the board, you have an extra step, meaning that the top of the form, the top of that ballot you're talking about, you're going to list those three names, and to the right of those three
right.
names, everybody's going to have a choice, recall them or retain them. But now, since you're mm-hmm. also trying to recall a majority of the board, the statute requires that same form have three replacement members, people who are willing to step
Correct.
Up and serve. So you now have two roles, A, to vote the people out on top, B, to put new people in on the bottom of that form. Okay?
Right. Block A, Block B, Block C.
Correct.
I noticed that there's a form online.
Yes.
It's called Form for Homeowners Written Recall Agreement / Ballot.
Correct. Use that form.
Do I need to change the language of that to state Form for Condominium Owners? Because
there's
another condominium association.
There's another form that has condo, but even if you use that form, that's no big deal, and the state and the DBPR would take it. No arbitrator would say you used the wrong form. That would be fine. Okay?
Okay, so we can send those ballots out. They are returned. They are counted. And the majority of those that are returned?
Nope. You need 193.
Are the voting interest?
You need 193, period. If you don't get your 193.
193, period.
Right,
okay.
At least 193.
All right.
Okay. Susan, thanks for the call. We got to keep going.
Thank you very much for that information.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. You got it. How about Bernie in Treasure Island?
Hi, Eric. I've attended your Tampa Convention Center meetings every year the last 8 years. You do a great job.
Thank you so much.
My
really appreciate it.
My question is this. In mailing out the proxy for the annual meeting, does that mailing also have to include a ballot?
Well, this is for condo or an HOA, just to make sure what we're talking about.
Condo.
Okay, so in a condo, if you're having an election, right? You're having an election. This,
right.
Okay, so did enough people send in their notice of intent to actually have an election? Is an election required? A ballot would only be required if there's actually going to be an election. If more people submitted names than there are spots available, and now we need an election. You can send out the proxy by itself, only the proxy, with no ballot, if there's no need for an election. Because only three people submitted their names for three spots. So that's the question of the day.
That's our situation. There's only three members. The current board members are running for re-election. No one else at this point has indicated they want to run. So it's the three current members. We did the mailing, which included the proxy.
Right.
And I guess the question was, somebody asked me, should there have been a ballot included in that mailing?
Absolutely not. No need for a ballot because there's no need for an election. Okay? You did it the right way.
Okay.
Thank you, Bernie.
Okay.
You guys, we look forward to coming back. And can't wait to actually come back to Tampa. Love going up there. I really do. Crowd is fantastic.
Thanks.
We had an amazing turnout all the time. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Keep the calls coming in, everybody. Robert and Roger, please hang on. We'll get right back to you. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for CenterState Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, CenterState Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face-to-face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? CenterState Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. CenterState Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on WFTF. Aaron Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. We are halfway through the show. Don't wait till the very end to call Eric and ask your questions about anything condo or HOA related. If you're a resident or you're on the board and you have a question, call toll-free 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
God, you want controversy. You know what I remember, Karen? One of the first calls we ever got on the show, and I'm talking about going back literally 12 years, was we were talking about, you know, what kind of board is a good board, what kind of board would you like to assemble in your community. And one of the first calls were, and boy, is this politically incorrect, why would we let a woman on the board? What does she know about repairing a roof or a driveway or a walkway? And I'm like, wow, okay, next caller.
Wow.
Yes, that was one of the first calls. That was about 12 years ago. So if any women want to call in and comment on that, we'd love to hear it. How about we go to Robert in Boca?
Good morning, Eric.
I have a
question for you. We had a recent election. I live in an HOA. I'm a resident. There were massive improprieties, to say the least. Is there a time limit that I have to, or we have to, entertain doing something? And do I need a lawyer for this?
60 days. Okay. Election challenges. Okay. Typically, most HOA cases don't go to arbitration. You can go right to court or pre-suit mediation. There's an exception, small exception, for election disputes and recall disputes. So you have an election dispute, right? So if you want to do something about this election, you have 60 days to do it. But in reality, you have to put the board on notice and give them an opportunity to cure it. So you really have 50 days. Let's knock it down to about 50 days. And after day 50, you better have gotten a letter out to the board that says, here's how you did the election wrong. I'm demanding that you do a new election. If you don't do it, before day 60, you better file an arbitration petition. If not, you're out of luck. You're done. Okay, you're stuck with the results of that election. Do you need a lawyer to do it? You know, what I told you, does it sound easy? If you think you can do all of it on your own, by all means, go do it. You know, respectfully, I'm going to tell you there's a pre-suit requirement, and then you need to know how to draft a petition, and to me, that requires a lawyer. If you want to do it right.
Okay, that answered my questions. Thank you for your help.
Okay, you got it, Robert. How about we go to Roger in Celebration?
Celebration?
How are you, Roger?
Good morning.
Hey, Roger, that's by you're by Disney, right?
Yep. I'm like 10 minutes away from Disney any given day.
Just out of curiosity, over the last, I guess, 10 months, has traffic kind of slowed down in that area? Has I-4 finally become uncongested?
Actually, going from westbound, the traffic backs up going towards Davenport. That's the same thing.
Even though there's not a lot of visitors.
On I-4 is much better because of the improvements on the road.
Oh, good. Okay. I was thinking because there's less people going to Disney in the parks, wondering if that, brought the highways back to normal. But how can we help?
My question is under the material alteration provision.
Yes.
Concerning the ring or similar devices.
Yes.
Since my condominium does not own the doors and the door frames of the complex.
Right.
And the association only permits battery-operated doorbells. I believe the material alteration provision does not apply, and that the camera provision also doesn't apply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Am I correct?
So, Roger, let me just give the listeners a little bit of a background. I wrote a column, and Roger's referring to a column I wrote about 2 weeks ago that says, before you install that Ring doorbell, right? Everybody loves the new Ring doorbell. I got it. You know, you put the app on your phone, and you could see who's ringing your doorbell just by going to your phone. And while you're away from home, you can see who's ringing your doorbell, talk to that person. It's an amazing device that most people are now buying. Well, as you know, if you live in a condo, you're not allowed to make what's called a material alteration to the common elements. So there's now a new arbitration case that's out that says if you remove the doorbell that comes with your unit and you install a Ring doorbell, you've just made a material alteration to the common elements requiring a 75% vote of the unit owners. Since you didn't get that 75% vote, your Ring doorbell has to go. Now, Roger, you're saying your case, your situation's a little different because you're reading the declaration to say that the door is part of the unit and not part of the common elements. Would I be hearing you right?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, the only way I'm going to give you a yes or no on that is if I see it for myself, okay? So I'd be glad to take a look at it. Give me a call in the office tomorrow. 954-983-1112, 954-983-1112, or email me. Email me what your documents say. I'd love to take a look. Eric@condo-laws.com, Eric@condo-laws.com. Would love to take a look and help you out, okay?
All right. I will. Thank you very much.
Look forward to it. Okay, how about we go to Debbie in Tampa?
Hi.
Hey, Deb.
Actually, a little statement beforehand. We have one of those presidents that you're talking about that has been on and off the board for over 20-some years, mainly on the board. We even had a property manager come in about 9 years ago, and cleaned up her mess and wrote a scathing letter to the community about in my opinion, corruption that was going on. But she managed to get back on the board. I've been on the board 6 years, and I believe in term limits.
Yes.
I've been trying to get owners to come on, but she only wants people on with her ideology. She even put her daughter on.
Uh-huh.
And she's basically been running the community. She has little business cards, hands them out to people.
Right. Let me ask you this, Debbie. Let me cut you off a second.
Even. And the owner said she gave her permission to do it. So even though she wasn't speaking on behalf of the board, because the board knew nothing about it. So
Debbie,
my
cut her
point
off.
Is...
Debbie, you have to let us talk, okay?
Maybe she couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I don't know. So bottom line, the first thing I want to know, she said she put her daughter on the board, right? So a lot of times people call in and say, you know, there's a husband and wife and they're both on the board. Can they both serve on the board at the same time? So there's actually statutes that address that. And the statutes say they can if they own two units, right? or if there's not enough competition, if nobody else wants to run for the board.
Right.
So that's the first thing I want to know from Debbie. And now we'll go back to Debbie if we can. Is she still there?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the main thing, the mother is on another unit now.
Okay,
got it. She has been recently, yeah.
So how can we help?
She doesn't live there, but I didn't know that.
How can we help?
Well, the main reason I was calling is recently we've had a situation in there where with this phone calling, she's relied on our property management company to call and do our meetings, which they preferably do them by Zoom. She doesn't want them by Zoom, so that way she can control who's actually there or not, or she thinks she can.
Right.
And there was an important meeting on the budget on the second, which I could not participate in, one of the only ones. I was busy with a dinner and doing elections stuff the night before. And
okay. So she doesn't want to do meetings by Zoom.
She agenda that wasn't there dealing with this illegal finding committee she started. And to make a long story short, she put me down as a yes vote.
Okay, so obviously she can't do that.
Board members to say I was there.
Debbie?
I pulled the records from the carrier.
You got to cut her off because she's not hearing me. Debbie is wound up. Bottom line, will not let me answer. Bottom line is this, she's obviously upset that this director is also not refusing to have meetings by Zoom. Unfortunately, there's nothing in the statute right now that requires the meetings to be held by Zoom. Okay, so as much as I think it's the greatest thing that ever happened to community association law, as much as I see it's made participation in every community, it's doubled, tripled, or quadrupled it. It's a fascinating thing to see. But bottom line is, at the moment, there's no requirement for it. Okay, let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Keep them coming, everybody. Don't wait till the last second. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years' experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget, and now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or paint and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Ways here on 850 WFTL. We've got a few lines open, but don't wait to the end of the show to call and ask Eric your questions about anything condo or HOA related. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. And just a reminder, if you have a product or service that our condo and HOA listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of the show? Condo Craze and HOA's radio show. You can have a commercial during the show, as you just heard. Display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, which you're going to start kicking back up.
Absolutely.
And get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website posted on the Condo Craze website. It's great exposure. And on our email blast that we send out to every week to thousands of people. And our newsletter we send out to tens of thousands of people. Community associations all around the state. Find out more. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right. How about we go to Howard in Miami Beach?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Howard?
Thanks for having me. This is a great show.
Thank you so much.
First time I found out about it.
Oh.
Sure.
To make it, I have to get through this real fast. I'm a disabled senior in my 70s. I have a family living in this 50-year-old condo in Miami Beach. We had an emergency call from the management saying there was a leak below us going down four floors. I said I didn't see any leak in my bathrooms. So they said the person below us is he's a board member, but his tenant is not there. We'll have to try to get a plumber. So they finally got a plumber on Saturday. He came, and they got into the apartment. They said it's in my living room, the leak. Inside the wall. So they said, is it okay for us to cut the hole in the drywall? I said, okay. I used to be a board member. I understand what that's like. So they found it that two of those sharp bite valves were leaking. They said it would run about $350 to replace. I said, what about management? They said, we only deal with you. You have to pay us or else we're not going to do it. There was nobody else to reach. I couldn't get the insurance company, so I did
right.
I paid it, and it was $105 more to get an access panel because there was no access panel in that wall. We got it done, $455. I submitted the bill. The new president refused to pay it.
Right.
He said that I had somebody in his belief who did work in that wall years ago, and that it's my responsibility. So I filed a small claims court action. Can you hear me?
Yep, we hear you.
Okay, so I'm in small claims court since August. This happened, and now we have a trial coming up March 8th. They refused to negotiate. And for $455 they hired that I wanted, they hired an expensive attorney.
Yeah.
So they changed what their defense was to, instead of that I did something in the wall, that the condo docs, they're saying, doesn't cover that common element, that it goes to my tub mixer, their plumber said.
Okay, so Howard, let me cut you off, okay?
A plumber, it's hard to get a plumber.
Yeah, Howard, let me cut you off. Okay. Yeah. So the bottom line is, you know, stuff that like Howard has happens every single day in condominiums all across the state. Something breaks in a wall. Who's responsible for it? Typically, I'm going to give everybody the typical answer. Typically, if a pipe breaks behind your wall, typically that's a common element pipe, meaning that the association needs to pay for that repair. So if Howard's documents are the typical documents, I would say that Howard would win, right? Because that pipe is in the living room wall somewhere behind the paint, and that would be a common element necessary repair. In addition to that, they'd have to fix the drywall because the drywall itself is a common element in pipe. Yeah. The only time that sometimes differs, is when your documents say, if it's a pipe that only serves your unit, then it's your problem. So I'd have to know more. Now, you know, Howard, you're unfortunately playing against an attorney now. And, you know, maybe you want to get your own attorney. You've got to think about that. By the way, if you lose, you're going to be responsible for their attorney's fees under the statute. So be really careful, okay? I wish you a lot of luck, but we got to keep going. How about we go to Nick in Deerfield?
Hey, Nick.
Good morning. Hey, two questions. One involving the pool area. If you're out in the pool area, whether it's around a table or just one of the chairs or in the pool, are you required to keep safe distance and or wear a mask? And if you're in the pool just talking to two or three people that are together, do they technically have to wear a mask if you're not actually swimming but in the water?
Okay, it's my understanding, and again, I think it differs from county to county, but I would say at this moment,
Broward County,
I think in Broward County, the way it is right now, you can go in the pool, right? You have to maintain safe distancing unless your family members, okay? Family members don't have to. But, yes, I do believe everybody that's going in the pool needs to wear masks. Masks are like 100%. You could just wherever you go, you got to think about wearing a mask. Karen, yesterday I'm in the store, you know.
You're chatty, not swimming.
Even if you're chatting there, even if you're standing there.
But not swimming, yeah.
I wasn't thinking yesterday. I walked into a store. Yep, absolutely, Nick. Okay. Thanks for the call, Nick. Yesterday I walked into a store, and I always wear a mask. You know, walking into a store, all of a sudden the guy yells out, "Sir, put on a mask." I was so embarrassed. I walked in without the mask on.
Oh, I know. Sometimes you do. You forget.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. Yes. I was like so embarrassed.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Yep.
Oh,
felt
my
terrible.
God. You're one of those.
Couldn't apologize enough. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
John in Tampa. How are you, John?
Good. How are you?
Okay. How can we help?
We got an issue. We have multiple problems with our board of directors, but my question is, during 2020, they did not create a budget for 2021, but decided to instead roll the budget over to 2020 budget over to 2021. Now, the original budget had wound up with a deficit. My question is, can they do that?
No, of course not. If you know you're operating at a deficit, you know the budget that you passed for 2020 was incorrect, was a failure. Why in the world would you roll over the same budget?
Yeah,
now, at the end of 2021, you're going to be twice as much in the hole.
Ugh.
Right?
Right.
So no,
now,
obviously. Obviously, they were required under the statute to pass a budget that pays the bills. They obviously didn't do that. So, yeah, I'd say, quite frankly, they're in violation of the statute.
Okay. If they don't pass the budget, does that mean that they can't even collect any money?
No. The DBPR wouldn't take that position. Arbitration cases wouldn't take that position. The old budget's going to remain in effect. It will. So you're still going to be under an obligation to pay your assessments. Don't even think for a second about not paying your assessments. That's going to get you in trouble. But, you know, should somebody put them on notice that you can't have a budget in effect that was a failure for 2020, why would you use it again for 2021? Someone should let them know that, okay? Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you.
All right, Shelley in Delray.
Hey, Shelley.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I have two questions. One is regarding the reserve.
Yep.
Good one.
Must you put money into the reserve every year?
Are you in a condo or an HOA?
I'm sorry, an HOA.
Okay, HOA. Unlike a condominium where when you send out the budget in a condo, the budget must show fully funded reserves.
Yeah.
That's not the case in an HOA.
Ugh.
Okay? The budget may include reserves. The only way that it's required in your HOA is if there's something in your governing documents, right, that requires the funding of a reserve account, meaning that the developer put them in there originally, right? Or the unit owners at one time voted to have reserves in the budget, and then it's every year going forward. So the question is, did either of those things happen? Are they in your governing documents, or did the unit owners vote for it?
We do have a reserve, but they did not put any money in this year. We actually were $100,000.
But what do your documents,
Shelley?
Shelley, what do your documents require? Yeah. Do your documents require that you fund the reserve account? That's the question. Okay, so you got to take a look at your governing documents. I don't know whether or not they're required to fund a reserve account. They're only required to fund it basically if your docs say so. So that's where you start.
Okay.
You got to pick up that big book, take a look through it. And, all right. Unfortunately, that's where the answer lies.
I have it.
You
One
got
more
it.
Quick question.
Yes.
Must HOAs now have a website?
HOAs, no, isn't it? Shame. Condos,
if
you're 150 units or more, you have to have a website. For some reason, the legislature, in its infinite wisdom, did not apply that to HOAs.
I don't understand.
So even neither do I, Karen. But you know, the bottom line is, even though HOAs are not required to have it, yes, they should have it without a doubt.
Huh?
Okay.
Why is it condos can have so much and
it's
so
true.
Many rules and regulations, and HOAs are like left behind?
You are right. As we always say, it's like the redheaded stepchild, right?
Why is that though, Eric?
The bottom line is, if you look at the HOA statute, right? The 720 statute.
Okay.
It even starts with, there's even something there, right in the statute, that specifically says it is the legislature's intent not to regulate HOAs as little as possible. Believe it or not, that's how it works. So, you know, for whatever reason, there's a hands-off approach by the legislature when it comes to HOAs.
It's a shame.
I agree, it's a shame. Yeah. Yep. And every time we've asked for, you know, to mandate that HOAs be a little more regulated, there's always a fight back. So I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Yeah.
Shelley, thank you so much for the call.
Because we've been asking to see documents regarding everything, finances and everything.
You're allowed to see those documents.
You're
allowed to see those docs. That's a different story. Ask for it. Certified mail, return receipt requested. On that note, we got to go to Sarah in Broward. Sarah.
Talking to you.
Hi, Sarah.
My question is eviction. Can you please clarify this? Her lease is up the end of February. Can I give her a 3-day notice and then go to the sheriff's department? I have an attorney.
Hold on. You want to evict a tenant that's in your unit?
Yes, it's a senior over 55.
Right. Okay. So, and the lease is expiring at the end of February?
She hasn't paid her rent in 8 months.
Oh, okay. So you should have given her a 3-day notice a long time ago. Right. So, yes. So you're required by law to post a 3-day notice on the door. Right. And if you don't post that 3-day notice, you're not allowed to then go off to court. But if those 3 days pass and she hasn't paid you, it's off the court. Right. And you're going to get an eviction summons to get her out. That's what you're required to do.
Now, the end of February 28th, her lease is up.
Right.
Can I just go in there and change the locks?
I would not do that. Don't do that.
Don't do
you're going to wind up in trouble. That's called resorting to self-help. But after February 20th, she becomes a holdover tenant, and you're also now allowed to demand double the rent from her, okay? So if you're getting nothing, now you're entitled to double nothing, right? But that's what the law allows.
She hasn't paid it and doesn't have it.
Okay, well, there was a moratorium on evictions.
I need an attorney for just go to the sheriff's department in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, well, you know what, Karen, it's funny.
Well, there's a federal moratorium, but they lifted the moratorium locally. So it's very conflicting. It's
I think March 1st you're going to be allowed again. But it's funny that, you know, we had a few people call today that say, do I need an attorney?
Yeah.
Now, how does everybody want me to answer that question? You know? you know, go do this at your own risk.
You spend a little bit of money to save a lot of money.
Right.
By the
way, think about, you know, if Sarah doesn't get an attorney and she screws it up, all right? And you got to start from the beginning again, the aggravation that causes, right? And the potential money she threw away. And if the other side gets an attorney, like, you know, we had another call where another gentleman wanted a fight without an attorney. The other side now got an attorney. You know, if he loses, he's going to be responsible for their attorney's fees. So when you call and ask, do I need an attorney? You know,
if you have to ask, yes, you do.
I think that's the way that's the answer to the question, Karen. I think you summed it up best. If you have to ask, the answer is, yeah, probably. All right.
I have a friend, Debbie, that she
says. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
She says that the president of their community is a cop and he is like discriminating against those he doesn't like. So what can they do about it? He's also an officer. So does that matter?
Yeah. Does it matter? You know, potentially you can get in trouble as a police officer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, sure.
So let the department know.
Yeah. If he starts acting like a police officer, you know, within the community and goes too far, I think potentially it can affect his job.
All righty.
No question. How about really quick, we go to Don in Boca. Don,
yes,
you there?
Eric, thank you for taking my call. Quick
sure,
question.
Real quick.
I'm about to go ahead and sell my condo, my wife and I. The HOA has not replaced dead plants. The vice president went before the board with a quote, $300 to replace 20 plants. It got shut down. As this affects the curb appeal and the HOA, or the condo association, is not maintaining it, do I have any action or what do I do to get them to replace some plants that affects the resale value of my unit?
Well, you can write a certified letter, return receipt requested, right? Threatening to sue the association and the directors for failing to abide by their fiduciary duty to maintain the quality of the community, right? And see if that gets you anywhere. Okay, there's other provisions of the statute where, let's say, you know, it was different. They failed to replace a roof. They failed to replace broken walkways and stuff. There's even statutes that allow you to go in and complain to a court about that. This little difficult. I would start out at that level, at the certified letter return receipt level, and go from there. Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks for the call, Don. All right. I think our time is just about up. Remember, guys, if you need legal help during the week, off the air, give Glazer and Sachs a call, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. Everybody have a wonderful, safe week, and we'll talk to you again next Sunday, 11 a.m. on Condo Craze and HOA.
You're not going to the Super Bowl.
No, this year, no Super Bowl. First time in 23 years.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Be well. Stay safe. Yeah. I remember you when you